Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
In September 1906, nearly a quarter million people flocked to the Bronx Zoo in New York City. Many came for a startling new exhibit in the zoo's monkey house. But it wasn't a monkey they came to see. It was a man.
This is John West, Associate Director of Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Stay tuned for this episode of ID the Future, where you'll hear the shocking story of how African Otobenga was put on display by the Bronx Zoo in the name of science. If you visit the Bronx Zoo in New York City today, you won't find any memorial to what happened to African Otobenga. His horrifying story has been conveniently suppressed. But if you visited the zoo in September 1906, you would have seen Benga, a pygmy from the African Congo, on display in a cage in the zoo's monkey house. The full story of what happened to Otobenga is shared in my new documentary, Human Zoos, which tells the tragic tale of how Benga and thousands of other indigenous peoples were put on public display as evolutionary missing links during the early decades of the 20th century. Here's an exclusive audio clip from the documentary that tells part of Otobenga's story.
Otobenga went on display in the monkey house on Saturday, September the 8th, 1906. The next day, a sign was placed on the cage explaining the new exhibit.
The African pygmy, Otobenga, age 23 years, height 4 feet 11 inches, weight 103 pounds, brought from the Kasai River, Congo Free State, exhibited each afternoon during September.
Thousands of New Yorkers came to stare and laugh and debate the meaning of the display. Is it a man? Some of them wondered. Newspaper coverage brought even more people. And in just a few weeks, the zoo drew nearly a quarter million visitors. But the notoriety also brought controversy. New York's clergy, in particular, were horrified at what they saw as a dehumanizing spectacle. First to speak out was the Reverend Robert Stewart MacArthur, pastor of the city's Calvary Baptist Church, one of the largest Baptist congregations in America.
The person responsible for this exhibition degrades himself as much as he does the African. Instead of making a beast of this little fellow, he should be put in school.
Ministers from New York's African American community soon organized a protest committee. After visiting the zoo and seeing Benga for themselves, they were horrified.
They thought it was outrageous. They clearly saw a human being who appeared to be afraid, who was being heckled and jeered at and things thrown at him, and he was being, you know, debased on the hallowed grounds of the New York Zoological Society in New York City.
The ministers demanded that Otobenga be taken off display and be offered an education. James H. Gordon, superintendent of the Howard Colored Orphan Asylum in Brooklyn, appealed to the zoo to end the spectacle.
If Professor Verner found difficulty in disposing of the boy, why did he not apply to us? We would have seen that he was well cared for.
Gordon also denounced the way the young African was being used as a prop to prove Darwinian evolution.
We do not like this exhibition of one of our race with the monkeys. Our race, we think, is depressed enough without exhibiting one of us with the apes. We think we are worthy of being considered human beings with souls.
While Christian ministers opposed the display of Otobenga by the Bronx Zoo, leading scientists, politicians, and media outlets supported it. In fact, the city's most prominent newspaper, the New York Times, professed to be puzzled by the anger of those who protested the display.
We do not quite understand all the emotion which others are expressing in the matter.
Describing African pygmies as very low in the human scale, the Times made clear that it viewed pygmies as less than fully human.
Whether they are really closer to the anthropoid apes than the other African savages, or whether they are viewed as the degenerate descendants of ordinary Negroes, they are of equal interest to the student of ethnology and can be studied with profit.
The editors at the Times thought it absurd to make moan over the imagined humiliation and degradation Otabenga was suffering. In fact, they claimed the pygmy was probably enjoying himself.
The suggestion that Benga should be placed in a school instead of a cage ignores the high probability that school would be a place of torture to him, and one from which he could draw no advantage whatever. The idea that men are all much alike, except as they have had or lacked opportunities for getting an education out of books, is now far out of date.
After African-American ministers criticized the zoo for trying to use Otabenga to prove Darwinian evolution, the New York Times weighed in again.
The Reverend Colored Brother should be told that evolution, in one form or another, is now taught in the textbooks of all the schools, and that it is no more debatable than the multiplication table.
Unfortunately, Otabenga was only one of thousands of indigenous peoples who were put on display in America in the name of Darwinian evolution. Find out what ultimately happened to Otabenga, and how some people are still drawing on Darwinian theory to promote racism, in my new documentary, Human Zoos, now available for purchase or viewing at Amazon.com. You can also find more information at the extensive multimedia site we've built for the documentary at humanzoos.org. There you can read actual news articles that reported on the Otabenga display at the time, and you can find links to more resources about Otabenga, including the book Spectacle by Pamela Newkirk, who's featured in my documentary. Again, you can find this all at humanzoos.org. For ID the Future, this is John West. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org and idthefuture.com.